From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council is considering condemning North Korea, known as DPRK, for Wednesday's missile tests, including one medium-range rocket that fell within the waters of Japan's exclusive economic zone. Koro Besho was Japan's UN ambassador.
In the Council, I stressed the importance of this and gravity of this launch and asked for my colleagues to be united in showing the will of the Security Council and send a strong message to the outside world and to DPRK especially.
U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said there were strong condemnations across the board among 15 council members.
These actions are a challenge to peace and security. They are a challenge to the founding instruments of the United Nations, which emphasize the importance of peace and security. And so we are going to continue to push for the full implementation of Resolution 2270.
She dismissed suggestions South Korea's recent deployment of a U.S. anti-missile system provoked the recent tests. Police in Zimbabwe used tear gas and batons to break up a peaceful demonstration in Harare Wednesday against the rule of President Robert Mugabe.
This is the only way we can do. We are not violent, and we are saying Mugabe must go.
We're demonstrating against the bond notes. We don't want the bond notes because it actually will lead to further corruption and total devaluation of the currency.
We are not armed. We were just having our guns and our flags just to petition to our government that it is failing us.
This is the latest protest against the 92-year-old Mr. Mugabe, who has been in power since 1980. War veterans denounced him last month as a dictator. This is VOA News. A Chinese lawyer Thursday was sentenced to 7 years in prison for subversion, the third such high-profile trial this week. The sentence was handed down against Zhao Shifeng, a member of a Beijing law firm who took on the cases of people from banned religious groups and dissident scholars who, state media said, attempted to manipulate public opinion and damage national security by spreading subversive thoughts. Zhou was detained along with others a year ago in a crackdown on activists and lawyers. An Emirates flight from India caught fire, sending black smoke billowing into the air after crash landing at Dubai's international airport Wednesday on a flight from India. There were no fatalities. All 300 passengers and crew were safely evacuated before the plane was engulfed in flames. Sheikh Ahmed bin Saeed Al Maktoum is the airline's chairman.
Our first priority in this case, that will be of our passenger and crew, and answer queries from all the family. We have activated our emergency center here, and we're always trying to take care of our passenger. We have extended our full operation to the authority and emergency service during this time or situation.
At least 14 people were hospitalized. A passenger said he saw smoke, and the passengers and crew had to use slides to escape the Boeing 777. An investigation is underway. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir fired several ministers Wednesday, allied to his former first vice president, Riek Machar, who fled the capital, Juba, after fresh fighting broke out last month. Political and security tensions drew this criticism Wednesday from U.S. spokesman Mark Toner.
I would say that the United States is deeply disappointed in the leadership of South Sudan, that given the opportunity of independence and then, frankly, a second chance that came with the August 2015 peace agreement, have thus far failed to put aside personal power struggles for the good of their people.
Toner said the U.S. is putting pressure on both sides to end the violence. The replacements were made on the recommendation of new Vice President Taban Dungay, who replaced Machar last month. In Libya, pro-government forces backed by U.S. airstrikes continue to try to clear a coastal city of Sirte of Islamic State fighters. A senior field commander told Reuters the first U.S. strikes announced this week helped secure one residential neighborhood. Tunisia's president, Beji Caid Essebsi, Wednesday named a local affairs minister, Youssef Chahid, as prime minister designate with the task of forming a unity cabinet to tackle the North African country's economic and security challenges. His predecessor was ousted in a parliamentary no-confidence motion. Japanese stocks edged lower in Thursday trading as the yen strengthened. Wednesday, U.S. stocks inched higher with a big increase in the price of oil that gave energy stocks a boost amid reports of slowing oil production. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.